From Milieu Media Group, this is Yay Go Sports, a sports show for people who thought a gridiron was something you cook meat on. I'm your host, Luke Brauner, and this is episode 65, the NFL Combine, with Nathan Schartz, Jim, and Josh Brauner. Hello, friends. Welcome again to Yay Go Sports. I'm your host, Luke Brauner. We've got the whole crew with us again today. Nathan Schartz, my lifelong best friend. Nathan, welcome back.
Thank you, Luke.
My older brother, Josh. Josh, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be here.
And my dad, Jim. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Luke.
So I guess this could kind of be for anybody. I want you guys to explain to me the NFL Combine. What is that?
The NFL Combine, it happens pre-draft. All the owners and the teams want to get together and see what these kids can do without pads and without real, like, you know, play calling or play running. It's simply strength, speed, size, jumping abilities, things of that nature.
Interviews.
So, yeah. IQ test. They have a deal called the Wunderlich test. They put some of these potential quarterbacks through, and it's meant to see how he makes decisions.
How far in advance of the draft does that happen?
About a month and a half.
Yeah.
A month and a half.
It's where they can see everybody at one time and not have to go all of their different colleges to see these kids. They get them all together.
I mean, it just seems
like you got to be invited. You got to be invited to be there.
240 kids or something like that.
Yeah.
It just seems to me like in the day of the internet, like you could see these guys play every game of their career.
They want to see them in person. They want to talk to them. They want to literally see what they look like. I mean, you're talking about you're fixing to give this left tackle $80 million. Well, they're going to measure the size of his hand. They're going to measure.
Why? What? For what reason?
Because when you're blocking, you're going to get your hands on somebody. You know, they're going to measure how long his arms are. They're going to measure how big his butt is.
So forget your stats in college. If your hands are a little bit too small,
it will hurt your draft stock. As crazy as that sounds, it will hurt your draft
stock. Sounds real crazy.
You talk about a guy running a 4.240 compared to a 4.440, and no, it's this guy's way slow. Slow. He's a burner. But the other guy's 2/10 faster, so we're going to take him. I mean, it is nitpicking, and it is...
So it heavily affects, and it's just
absolutely.
Quarterbacks?
No, it's every position.
Every position.
Yeah.
So you said how many people come to it?
About 240, 250, something like that, but they have to be invited.
Okay, so that's 11 positions, and...
Offensive line will be one group. Defensive line will be one group.
Okay, so there's probably not, like, an equal number of
no
kickers that come or whatever.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay, so the NFL Combine is just a place for the people with the money to figure out where they're going to spend their money.
Exactly.
Yeah, based on non-football activities.
Just athleticism and
basically
variables. Like Josh said, size of your butt and your hands and your neck. How many times you can lift
225 pounds.
225, yeah.
Always 225?
Always 225. There was a guy back in...
I could tell them how many times I could lift that without even trying.
There was a guy in the 90s. He wasn't going to be anything. But he went to the combine and had an incredible combine. I mean, just his immeasurables were off the charts. I mean, he was just a ridiculous athlete named Mike Mamula. The Eagles drafted him way early. He didn't do anything in the NFL. He sucked.
Did you say his immeasurables?
Yeah, his non-football stuff, his broad jump, his bench press, his height, his weight.
So he was just athletic.
He was athletic, but he was a horrible football player.
I mean, he must not have been too horrible if he got invited to the combine.
He was
a
horrible football player.
Mike Mamula.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
ridiculously
right.
Bad.
You remember Myles Garrett a couple of years ago lifted 225 like 41 times. I mean, in a row. It was ridiculous.
And these guys will train for months at special schools and special stuff like that
for
just getting ready for the combine.
Man.
Plus, the owners are wanting to get accurate information because probably from junior high all the way through college, people's physical stats are exaggerated.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, a guy's 6'4" in basketball, but they list him as 6'6".
Charles Barkley was listed at 6'8" coming out of Auburn.
He's 6'5".
But when they measured him, he was like 6'4" and a half, 6'5".
It does harken back, I'm being dead serious, to almost like a slave trader mentality. I promise you I'm not trying to go political on it, but it feels as if you got a bunch of these white,
what
rich
can I get for my
owners.
Money?
What am I paying for?
Well, literally, they'll have guys lined up, and you come through, and you're photographed in shorts, no shirt. I mean, I still remember seeing Tom Brady's picture, and he just looks like a frumpy, nerdy kid.
Yeah.
But it doesn't always translate, obviously. I mean, he's Tom Brady. But if you look at his combine, he's a dork. Literally.
Yeah.
Okay, so
it's amazing.
So maybe it's not as useful then as they make it out to be?
I don't think so.
But I think for the interview and the Wunderlich, the testing I do Hand size matters for quarterbacks. You've got to have a big hand. You really do. Like, you need to see these guys up close. I think it's valuable on some level.
I think it's more valuable for the unknown player.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That they
yeah.
get noticed from a smaller school or
well,
something.
A lot of the known players won't do all the events.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they don't want
to
look
well,
bad.
Well, they won't so go to that. They'll have their own college
I'm
day.
Not, I'm yeah. not going to throw here. I'll come in and do the interview, and you can measure me, but I'm not going to run, and I'm not going to throw.
Yeah.
I'll do that at my pro day at school.
Hmm. So is the combine televised?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And do people get into that? Is that like the...
Some people do.
Really? You don't?
No.
Nathan, do you?
I do not.
Dad?
I've seen a couple of them before, but not... I'm
don't,
not really...
Don't interested. Really care about it? You're no. not like counting down the days till the...
Oh, no.
But a lot of people do now.
Just like the draft. I mean, there's yeah. 100-something thousand people at Cowboy Stadium for the draft.
Do you think people are into it because of fantasy ball?
Absolutely.
That's why. So
Absolutely.
People are also making their picks a month and a half early.
Yeah, they're sitting here looking at these kids going, man, this guy's going to be... He's the next great receiver. I'm going to draft him in my draft in August. Better take him in the third round so nobody else gets him. I mean, it's big business.
Wow. Okay. Well, now I know what the NFL Combine is. Guys, thank you so much for your help. You're we'll welcome. See you next time.
Absolutely.
Yay Go Sports is produced, edited, and mixed by me, Luke Bronner. Our artwork is by Heather Hale, and our theme music is by Josh Moore. This and every episode of Yay Go Sports is made possible in part by people like you. To support the show and get bonus behind-the-scenes content, visit the Patreon link in the show notes for this episode. Also, be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Yay Go Sports. And do us a favor and rate and review the show in Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time.